Jasher chapter 60. And when the year came round, being the 72nd year from the Israelites going down to Egypt after the death of Joseph, Zepho, the son of Eliphaz, the son of Esau, fled from Egypt, he and his men, and they went away. And he came to Africa, which is Dinhaba, to Angeas, king of Africa. And Angeas received them with great honor, and he made Zepho the captain of his host. And Zepho found favor in the sight of Angeas and in the sight of his people. And Zepho was captain of the host to Angeas, king of Africa, for many days. And Zepho enticed Angeas, king of Africa, to collect all his army to go and fight with the Egyptians and with the sons of Jacob, and to avenge them the cause of his brethren. But Angeas would not listen to Zepho to do this thing, for Angeas knew the strength of the sons of Jacob and what they'd done to his army in their warfare with the children of Esau. And Zepho was in those days very great in the sight of Angeas and in the sight of all his people, and he continually enticed them to make war against Egypt. But they would not. And it came to pass in those days there was in the land of Chittim a man in the city of Pazimna, whose name was Uzu. And he became degenerately deified by the children of Chittim. And the man died and had no son, only one daughter, whose name was Jania. And the damsel was exceedingly beautiful, comely, and intelligent. There was none seen like unto her for beauty and wisdom throughout the land. And the people of Angeas, king of Africa, saw her, and they came and praised her unto him. And Angeas sent unto the children of Chittim, and he requested to take her unto himself for a wife. And the children of Chittim consented to give her unto him for a wife. And when the messengers of Angeas were going forth from the land of Chittim to take their journey, behold, the messengers of Turnus, king of Bibentu, came unto Chittim. For Turnus, king of Bibentu, also sent his messengers to request Jania for him, to take unto himself for a wife. For all his men had also praised her to him. Therefore he sent all his servants unto her. And the servants of Turnus came to Chittim, and they asked for Jania to be taken unto Turnus, their king, for a wife. And the people of Chittim said unto them, We cannot give her, because Angeas, king of Africa, desired her to take her unto him for a wife before you came, and that we should give her unto him. And now therefore we cannot do this thing to deprive Angeas of the damsel in order to give her unto Turnus. For we are greatly afraid of Angeas, lest he come in battle against us and destroy us. And Turnus your master will not be able to deliver us from his hand. And when the messengers of Turnus heard all the words of the children of Chittim, they turned back to their master and told him all the words of the children of Chittim. And the children of Chittim sent a memorial to Angeas, saying, Behold, Turnus has sent for Jania to take unto him for a wife, and thus have we answered him. And we heard that he has collected his whole army to go to war against thee, and he intends to pass by the road of Sardania to fight against thy brother Lucas. And after that he will come and fight against thee. And Angeas heard the words of the children of Chittim which they sent to him in the record. And his anger was kindled, and he rose up and assembled his whole army, and came through the islands of the sea, the road to Sardania, unto his brother Lucas, king of Sardania. And Niblus, the son of Lucas, heard that his uncle Angeas was coming. And he went out to meet him with a heavy army. And he kissed him and embraced him. And Niblus said unto Angeas, When thou askest my father after his welfare, when I shall go with thee to fight with Turnus, ask of him to make me captain of his host. And Angeas did so, and he came unto his brother, and his brother came to meet him, and he asked him after his welfare. And Angeas asked his brother Lucas after his welfare, and to make his son Niblus captain of his host. And Lucas did so. And Angeas and his brother Lucas rose up, and they went toward Turnus to battle. And there was with them a great army and a heavy people. And he came in ships, and they came into the province of Ashtarash. And behold, Turnus came toward them, for he went forth to Sardania and intended to destroy it, and afterward to pass from there to Angeas to fight with him. and Angeas and Lucas's brother met Turnus in the valley of Canopia, and the battle was strong and mighty between them in that place. And the battle was severe upon Lucas, king of Sardinia, and all his army fell. And Niblos, his son, fell also in that battle. And his uncle Angeas commanded his servants, and they made a golden coffin for Niblos, and they put him into it. And Angeas again waged battle toward Turnus, and Angeas was stronger than he, and he slew him, and he smote all his people with the edge of the sword. And Angeas avenged the cause of Niblos, his brother's son, and the cause of the army of his brother Lucas. And when Turnus died, the hands of those that survived the battle became weak, and they fled from before Angeas and Lucas his brother. And Angeas and his brother Lucas pursued them into the high road, which is between Alfanu and Roma, and they slew the whole army of Turnus with the edge of the sword. And Lucas, king of Sardinia, commanded his servants that they should make a coffin of brass, and that they should place therein the body of his son Niblos. And they buried him in that place. And they built upon it a high tower there upon the high road. And they called its name after the name of Niblos unto this day. And they also buried Turnus, king of Bibentu, there in that place with Niblos. And behold, upon the high road between Alfanu and Roma, the grave of Niblos is on one side, and the grave of Turnus on the other, and a pavement between them unto this day. And when Niblos was buried, Lucas his father returned with his army to his land Sardinia. And Angeas his brother, king of Africa, went with his people unto the city of Bibentu, that is, the city of Turnus. And the inhabitants of Bibentu heard of his fame, and they were greatly afraid of him. And they went forth to meet him with weeping and supplication. And the inhabitants of Bibentu entreated of Angeas not to slay them, nor destroy their city. And he did so, for Bibentu was in those days reckoned as one of the cities of the children of Chittim. Therefore he did not destroy the city. And from that day forward, the troops of the king of Africa would go to Chittim to spoil and plunder it. And whenever they went, Zepho, the captain of the host of Angeas, would go with them. And it was after this that Angeas turned with his army, and they came to the city of Pazimna. And Angeas took thence Jania, the daughter of Uzu, for a wife, and brought her unto his city, unto Africa.